He is a World Series champion, a Cy Young Award winner, an eight-time All-Star, a member of the Baseball Hall of Fame. He competed in three PGA Tour Champions events this spring. He is one of the favorites to win this week's 30th anniversary American Century Championship in Lake Tahoe. I'm speaking of John Smoltz. It's good to have you back. John, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Always good to talk to you, John. So you're on the call for the All-Star game tonight. Let me start right there. Actually, before we get into tonight's game, if you were to go back, John, what do you remember about participating in the All-Star game as a player? For instance, how did you approach that game, and what are the types of memories that you took away from the event?
Well, you know, I was a fish out of water, first one. I was a young player, only one to represent Atlanta. I was in Anaheim. And the vast difference between today's All-Star game and back then, you know, more of a veteran appearance. You felt like as a rookie, you just sit in your locker, just kind of, you know, you just didn't feel like you belonged. Today, every young player feels like they belong. They've been prepped and ready and making impact. So when you're a young guy walking in the locker room today, it's so much different than it was 15, 20, 30 years ago, where there was a veteran presence. There was guys like 10, 12, 13, 14-time All-Stars in the locker room. Those days are dwindling and probably gone. And so I remember just sitting there and hoping to, you know, just feel like I could do my best. And if I even got in, well, I got in a strange way because I was supposed to be in the bullpen, and Tommy Lasorda went to the phone and said, get Smoltzy up, and I'm in the dugout. So right there I was already strike one. And I had to run in the tunnel, get in the bullpen, throw seven warm-up pitches. I was in my first All-Star game, and just it felt like a million miles an hour. And then once you get into more of them and you start feeling like you've checked in, that you're one of the guys that you competed against now with the best in the league, that's what it was felt like then. Today, it is dynamically young and talented and impactful, and they're not afraid of anything, it seems like.
John Smoltz joining us. All right, so in terms of these players today, John, who are some of the guys that you're most looking forward to seeing tonight?
Well, when you look at the roster, and certainly the National League has, I mean, I think it's one of the best lineups I've seen them have in a long time. You know, guys are having breakout years. Yelich and Bellinger, it's amazing. We have a great mix of what the game celebrates today with home runs, velocity, speed, power. Like, you know, everyone's talking about home runs and strikeouts and all those things, but we got a great matchup of a guy like Ryu showing how you can pitch without velocity, hit your spots, and dominate. And then the ageless wonder of Verlander on the other side, who still is able to throw at 97 miles an hour, but go to cruise control, then turn it up. So it's really filled with a lot of guys. Like, you know, I get to watch in Atlanta Acuña Jr. do his thing. And now this is two halves in a row where he's dominated baseball. But then you get to appreciate guys who just go out and year in and year out are kind of underappreciated. Even Mike Trout, underappreciated greatness. All he does is dominate, and we just come to think that, oh, well, that's him. Feel good stories, and Brantley coming back to Cleveland, having a great year with Houston. So there's so much. The game is unlike any other game that I'll ever do. It's hard to prep. It's hard to get out in front of things because the game goes fast. People are in and out, and hopefully the matchups work in your favor if you're a pitcher or a hitter and trying to be successful.
John Smoltz helping get us ready for the All-Star game this evening. John, you mentioned the ageless wonder, Justin Verlander, and you mentioned home runs, and he was on that topic yesterday, of course. He said, John, that he believes, quote, 100%, that MLB is juicing baseballs in order to get more home runs. What's your reaction when you hear that?
Well, I don't know what the percentage breakdown is, but let's just agree that there's something different, right? There's no doubt that you can't go against the evidence of what's taken place. So I liken it to this. There's more home runs percentage-wise because that's what's being rewarded today. So guys are trying to swing for the fences more than ever. So in that example would be in the NBA. There's more three-pointers than ever because there's more three-point shots ever taken in the history of the NBA. So the three-point shot's going to be king in the NBA. Home run's going to be king in baseball. Now, where the ball's traveling and at the rate at which it's traveling and the distances make you really ponder what's going on with the baseball. I don't particularly go as far to say as it's intentional, but I'm gonna err on the side of a pitcher. You could blindfold me and put 10 different baseballs in my hand, and I can tell you everything you need to know about that baseball because I've held 2 million of them. It's no different than a photographer telling me what's the best angle for a picture. I'm going to trust him than my own eyes and the evidence of what, you know, maybe is seen. So the percentage breakdown is there's definitely something going on with the baseball. There's also the philosophy of the game that has changed it and kind of taken it to a new level. But the baseballs are definitely traveling a lot farther. And where it kind of goes over the top a little bit is that, you know, AAA for the first time is using Major League Baseballs. And you see their percentages have gone up over 50% of home runs in the AAA. So that should tell you what you need to know. Whether or not you get into the dirty of whether this was completely intentional or done, that's where I can't even begin to know what that was, if that's even a case. But both sides are acknowledging it. It's a matter of, has it gone too far, right? Has the game gone to a place where balls that are being hit traveling exorbitant amount of distances, and then the balls that are being hit that typically normally are not home runs? That's where you scratch your head a little bit.
So, John, what do you think? If you were to answer that question yourself, has it gone too far?
I think that we're getting to that point, right? Where, again, it's hard because when I pitched, and even I look over the last 15 years, guys' approach at the plate are totally different. To use another analogy, it would be like everyone trying to hit a 350-yard drive and having no finesse, not worried about whether they hit the fairway or not. The game has been proven analytically that if you want to score runs, you better hit the ball over the fence. We've got defenses that are going to take away hits. We got pitchers whose velocity is in the upward 90s. So the best way to do it is to get the ball in the air, launch angle, all those things. I don't know long-term if that's the great thing for baseball, that it'll turn into the, you know, most exciting way to watch it. I think every sport and every fact of life, the pendulum always swings too far. And then eventually it comes back and it self-corrects. This may take longer than most. The game eventually will revert back to certain fundamentals that make pressure on the other teams. Speed will come back in the game, I believe. I believe the pitcher will be asked to do more in the future. But at this current point, the talent pool is so good. If the injury rate keeps climbing, something will have to determine a change in how you manipulate a season rather than using so many more pieces per year.
John Smoltz joining me for a few more moments. All right, then, John, I mentioned off the very top that you've competed in 3 PGA Tour Champions events this spring. As an athlete, as a Hall of Famer, you're used to pressure situations. What's it like then to play on the Sunday in a Champions event?
It's way more difficult than I wanted it to be. I was hoping to use everything that I loved about postseason baseball. I was hoping to utilize that in a way where you know, that wouldn't allow me to be unnerved. And unfortunately, that's not been the case. I'm getting more comfortable, but I'm not confident enough to compete at that level to where, as casual golfers, we all feel like we can do X, Y, Z on any given day. And I'm learning more and more about myself as I head into Lake Tahoe in the American Century Championship, and I get a chance to compete there. That will seem so much easier than what I've been able to do in the greatest golfers of the world. So I have tremendous appreciation for them.
All right, so you've won the Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions Celebrity Division in January. You did then. So now you're going to play in the American Century Championship this week in Tahoe. You've come really close at that event before. And Tony Romo, you and he are among the favorites this year. What would it mean for you to cash this one in and get that first win at the event?
Well, monkey off the back, expectations galore. In, you know, winning a tournament in Florida helped. I don't like just competing to finish close. I want to win. And so, I am going to try to knock that one off.
So, John, how are you feeling about your game right now? How are you hitting them?
I haven't been able to play as much as I like, but if I can putt in Tahoe, I'm going to have a chance to win.
All right, so John Smoltz competed in three PGA Tour Champions events this spring, as I mentioned, and he is one of the favorites in the 30th anniversary American Century Championship. That's a great tournament. It's in Lake Tahoe, July 12th through the 14th. John, great to talk baseball and golf with you. Always good to have you on. Thanks so much.
You got it.
Have a great day. John Smoltz, Hall of Famer. All right, some good comments. Interesting conversation with John Smoltz.